Well, all right, New York. Finally made it back to the village. It's late one night. We're out on the west coast in a city by the bay, and there's a heavy precipitation warning. It was raining hard in Frisco. I needed one more fare to make my night. A lady up ahead waved to flag me down. She got in at the lights. Oh, where you going to, my lady blue? It's a shame you ruined your gown in the rain. She just looked out the window. She said 16 Parkside Lane. Something about her was familiar. I could swear I'd seen her face before. But she said, I'm sure you're mistaken. And she didn't say anything more. It took a while, but she looked in the mirror. Then she glanced at the license for my name. A smile seemed to come to her slowly. It was a sad smile, just the same. And she said, how are you, Harry? I said, how are you, Sue? Through the too many miles and the two little smiles, I still remember you. It was somewhere in a fairy tale. I used to take her home in my car. We learned about love in the back of a Dodge. The lesson hadn't come too far. You see, she was gonna be an actress, and I was gonna learn to fly. She took off to find the footlights. I took off to find the sky. Oh, I've got something inside me to drive a princess blind. There's a wild man wizard, he's hiding in me. Not much more for us to talk about. Whatever we had once was gone. So I turned my cab into the driveway, past the gate and the fine trim lawns. And she said, we must get together. But I knew it'd never be arranged. Then she hand me $20 for a $2.50 fare. She said,
"Marry me,
I love it." Well, another man might have been angry, and another man might have been hurt, but another man never would have let her go. Yeah, New York. And she walks away in silence. It's strange how you never know, but we'd both gotten what we'd asked for such a long, long time ago. Sing it with me now. You see, she was gonna be an actress, and I was gonna learn to fly. She took off to find the footlights, I took off for the sky. And here she's acting happy, and here she's acting happy inside her handsome home. And me, I'm flying in my taxi, taking tips. So high when I'm stoned.
Well, that bottom line.
I can see myself, it's a golden sunrise. Young boy, open up your eyes, it's supposed to be your day. Now off you go, horizon bound, and you won't stop until you find your own kind of way. And the wind will whip your tousled hair, the sun, the rain, the sweet despair, brave tales of love and strife. Somewhere on your path to glory, you will write your story of a life. And all the towns that you walk through, and all the people that you talk to, sing you their songs. And there are times you change your stride, there are times you can't decide, still you go on. And the young girls dance their gypsy tunes and share the secrets of the moon. So soon you find a wife, and though she sees your dreams go poorly, still she joins your story of a life. So you settle down and the children come, and you find a place that you come from, your wandering is done. And all your dreams of open spaces you find in your children's faces one by one. And all the trips you know you missed, and all the lips you never kissed, cut through you like a knife. And now you see stretched out before thee just another story of a life. So what do you do now?
What do you do?
When you look sillier now,
what do you do?
You know those same old jokes of a jester's tale, you tell them to her now. And all the same old she knows by now. And every chance you take don't mean a thing. What variations can you bring to this shop-worn melody? And every year goes by like a tolling bell. It's battered merchandise you sell, not a well as she can see. Though she's heard it all a thousand times, couched in your attempted rhymes, she'll march to your drum and fife. But the question echoes up before me, where's my magic story of a lie? I found sometimes words can serve me well, sometimes words can go to hell for all that they do. And for every dream that took me high, there's been a dream that's passed me by. I know it's so true, and I can see it clear out to the end, and I'll whisper to her now, 'cause she shared my life. Far more than all the ghosts of glory, she makes up the story. She's the only story. Another song from the new album, it's called I Miss America, and the first verse answers a question probably none of you but I have asked. Why every year does the winner of the Miss America pageant cry? Why? Well, I think I've come up with the answer, so listen to the first verse. The second verse is dedicated to who was the coach? Woody Hayes, the coach of Ohio State. Remember when he belted his own player, right? And I suddenly knew all very clearly what America's values were all about when I saw that. I said, this guy knows where it's at. Wham! You know. The third verse is dedicated respectfully to Freddie Silverman of NBC. The guy who used to be at ABC and before that CBS. The guy who's done so much for American culture, right? He invented the Jiggle TV show and put a lot of canned laughter behind sitcoms for many years. Fabulous. Man who's responsible for what we are today. And then the last but not least dedication is to my son Josh on the fourth verse, who is the Cats in the Cradle kid who knows more than all the rest of them put together. By the time I was 13, I started taking shape. At 18, I was so beautiful that the strangers started to gape. They told me enter the ultimate contest if you're as gorgeous as you seem. They said, please, 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 please be our American dream. But late that night, beneath a grieving moon, there's a dazzling sight in my motel room. For a grunting judge with his bulging eyes, I give my all for his cherished prize. Oh, why? Oh, why? I miss America. Crying on TV. Silver clad. Say, can you see? Oh, say, can you see? They showed me the game ball They told me put on weight. They told me I'd be so powerful. Then they told me I would be great. They told me Uncle Sam, he will coach you. His helmet on your head. And they said, please, 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 please win and beat the spread. But the new game plan that the owners had made, that they'd win or lose, there would be a little train. All the teams become a real gold mine, and the kids sold off for the bottom line. Oh, TV. The winner's joy for the better part, but everything where it should be. Oh, say, can you see? Oh, say, can you see? At last we've come together. Call it marriage or civil war. If it brings us to battle, babe, it must be worth our fighting for. The today came up cloudy, there will be other days. Oh, please, 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 what else is there to say? Not in a plywood spring, by a plastic stream, and in separate beds where they borrowed dream, with the questions wide and the silence deep, we take two pills so at last we'll sleep. Oh, why? Oh, why? Mr. and Mrs. America, our stories on TV. My little boy, he told me something just the other night. He whispered it as I kissed him before I turned out the light. And of course he said it simple, as only children can. For he said, daddy, 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 please, I'm ready to dream again.
During this past election campaign, tell us how many things we couldn't do, how many things we couldn't compete with, how many things we couldn't dream about, and how many people we couldn't care for. Unbelievable. If there ever was anything, it's part of the American dream. It's yes, we can. Care, believe, dream. 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 3, 2, 3, 4. It's a slow motion night and the hot city lights pass time and the good folks are snoring in bed. On a loose jointed cruise to recall your blues and with illegal notions alive, alive in your head.
and you're back from some war that you've been fighting for. Some old blue blood bastard in a dark pinstripe suit, and the word from your loins is your mind in the groin, and your back pocket burning with blood, yeah, with blood money loot. And you walk past the glow of the flicker picture shows, where the raincoat men wait for a child to come by, and the women in doorways who have nothing to say, 'cause your money is talking to the ones that you would try. And she owns the block with a dead pawn shop clock. She's the answer to dreams that you pay to come true. She's got no heart of gold, but that's not what she sold. She just sees herself doing what she has to do. And she's all that you're hoping as her coat falls open. Give her bread and she leads you to a bed on the floor, where for 10 million years and through 10 million tears the armies of good men have marched back from their wars. She's in that state of grace before time finds a face, with a mind of old wisdoms and a body still young. And she tastes as sweet as a child's chocolate treat before the months and the whiskey have wasted the taste of your tongue. Oh, play the music again of the gray stubble men, that groaning blue symphony moans evermore. And you watch as she fakes it, and of course you just take it. She's better than mothers you never made your money for. And you've used up your booty, and the girl's done her duty, and the turnstile is turned, and you learn you are done, and you're back on the street, joining fresh marching feet. You see more soldiers coming, and your girl chooses one. And the medic has brought shots for what you have caught, and your leave is all over, you're back on the line. And you joke in the trenches of the hot-blooded wenches, and the things that you'll do when they next give you the time. And you're back in your army, back shedding red blood, and you dream of the girl as you sleep in the mud. And you know you'd swap with her if the deal could be made, 'cause you'd rather be working at love, that love is your trade.
A song that is one of my favorites. I always get in trouble when I don't sing it, so I'm going to sing it tonight. It's called A Better Place to Be. It was an early morning borrow, and the place just opened up. And a little man came in so fast, and he started at his cups. And the brother served the whiskey. She was a big old friendly girl who tried to fight her empty nights by smiling at the world. And she said, "Hey, bub, it's been a while since you've been around. Where the hell you've been hiding, and why you look so down?" The little man just sat there like he'd never heard a sound. The waitress, she gave Abby the coffin, acting not the least put off. She spoke once again. She said, "I don't want to bother you. Consider it's understood. I know I'm not no beauty queen, but I sure can listen good." And the little man took his drink in his hand, and he raised it to his lips. He took a couple of sips, and then he told that waitress this story. "I am the midnight watchman down at Miller's Tool and Dine, and I watch the metal rust, and I watch the time go by. A week ago at the diner, I stopped to get a bite, and this here lovely lady, she sat two seats from my right. And Lord, Lord, Lord,
Lord, Lord, Lord,
she was all right. You see, she was so damn beautiful, she gave all my wind and froth. Over, I'll pick up my bees and guy, but I decided to glide on over and give her a good try. And Lord, Lord, Lord,
Lord, Lord, Lord,
she was worth a try. But I was tongue-tied like a schoolboy, I stammered out some words. It did not seem to matter much, 'cause I don't think she heard. She just looked clear on through me to a space back in my head, and it shamed me into silence as quietly she said, "If you want me to come with you, that's all right with me, 'cause I know I'm going nowhere, and anywhere's a better place to be." Well, I drove on to my boarding house, and I took her up to my room, and I went to turn on the only light to brighten up the gloom. But she said, "Please leave the light on. Oh, I don't mind the dark." And as the clothes all tumbled around her, I could hear my heart. The moonlight shone upon her as she lay back in my bed. It was the kind of scene I only had imagined in my head. I just
just could not believe it, to think that she was real. And as I tried to tell her, she said, "Shh, I know just how you feel. And if you want to come here with me, that's all right with me. 'Cause I've been oh so lonely, loving someone is a better way to be." So before she woke, I went out to buy us both some food. I came back with a paper bag to find that she was gone. She left a six-word letter saying it's time that I moved on. You know that waitress took her bar rag and she wiped it across her eyes. And as she spoke, her voice came out as something like a sigh. She said, "I wish that I was beautiful, all that you were halfway blind. And I wish I weren't so goddamn fat. I wish that you were mine. And I wish that you'd come with me when I leave for home. For we both know all about emptiness and living all alone." And the little man looked at the empty glass in his hand and he smiled a crooked grin. He said, "I guess I'm out of gin, and I know we're both happy. So long, and if you want me to come with you, that's all right with me. 'Cause I know I'm
guitar lessons, and I got a lot more than I bargained for. I come fresh from the street, fast on my feet, kind of lean and lazy, not much meat on my bones, and a whole lot alone, more than a little bit crazy. And the old six string was all I had to keep my belly still. And for each full hour less than I gave, I got a crisp $10 bill. You
see, she was married for 7 years to a concrete castle king. She said she wanted to learn to play the guitar and to hear her children sing. So I'd show up about once a week in my faded Tennessee jeans, with a backlog full of Hobart Stompers and a lap of daily dreams. Said I want to learn a love song full of happy things. She said I want to learn a love song, won't you let me hear you sing? She said I want to learn a love song, want to hear you play. She said I want to learn a love song. So I tried to teach her a couple of chords and an easy melody, but it always turned out she never listened to my guitar and me. I could hear an old man laughing in the den, playing stud poker with the boys, while I sang so soft in the living room, too scared to make much noise. I came 1 week and the den was dark and she met me at the door, and we sat on the couch and we sang and talked till I could not sing no more. You know the silence kept on building and her eyes grew much too wide. I could hear both of our heartbeats, but there was no place to hide. She said I want to learn the song full of happy things. She said I want to learn song, won't you let me hear you sing? She said, I want to learn a love song, want to hear you play. She said, I want to learn a love song before you go away. Guess you know what happened. My God, I've never been so clean. Yeah, I feel like I'm working in a Hollywood movie, living out a good bad dream. And all them pin-up girls in that tinsel world never touched me like she can. Took another man's wife in the real world life to make this boy a man. She said, I want to learn a love song full of happy things. You know I stayed. Ooh.
Yeah! A song that came from a review I read in the New York Times 7 years ago. Unbelievably cruel. But I imagine what came before, what came after, and wrote the story of Mr. Tenor. Played brilliantly, as per usual, by our founding member of this group, back from June 22nd, 1971. But I've known him back all the way to 1952. My old buddy, Big John Wallace. Mr. Tanner was a cleaner from a town in the Midwest, and of all the cleaning shops around, he'd made his the best. But he also was a baritone who sang while hanging clothes. He pranked the scales with pressing tails and sang at local shows. His friends and neighbors praised the voice that poured out from his throat. They said that he should use his gift instead of cleaning coats.
but not his livelihood. And it made him feel so happy, and it made him feel so good. And he sang from his heart, and he sang from his soul. He did not know how well he sang, it just made him whole. His friends kept working on him to try music out full time. A big debut and rave reviews, great career to climb. Finally they got to him, he would take the fling. A concert agent in New York agreed to have him sing. And there were plane tickets, phone calls, money spent to rent the hall. It took most of his savings, he would have gladly used them all. Was his life, it was not his livelihood. And it made him feel so happy, and it made him feel so good. And he sang from his heart, and he sang from his soul. He did not know how well he sang, it just made him whole. The evening came, he took the stage, his face and in a smile. And in the half-filled hall, the critics sat watching on the aisle. But his concert was a blur to him, spatters of applause. He did not know how well he sang, he only heard the flaws. But the critics were concise, it only took four lines. And no one could accuse them of being overkind. Mr. Martin Tanner, baritone of Dayton, Ohio, made his town hall debut last night. He came well prepared, but unfortunately his presentation was not up to contemporary professional standards. His voice lacks the range of tonal color necessary to make it consistently interesting. Full-time consideration of another endeavor might be in order. He came home to Dayton and was questioned by his friends, but he smiled and just said nothing, and he never sang again. Excepting very late at night, when the shop was dark and closed, he sang softly to himself as he sorted through the clothes. Was his life, not his livelihood. It made him feel so happy, and it made him feel so good. And he sang from his heart, and he sang from his soul.
Cello, our newest addition. She's been with us a year and 3 months. We expressly did not hire her because she's beautiful. Simply, she's the best damn cellist we've ever had. Yvonne Cable. Conversely, we did hire Dougie back at the end of 1974 because he's beautiful. Even though every year he has less hair, the legend keeps growing. The incredible Douglas Hot Licks Walker.
That's news to me, Harry. You must be in real bad shape.
Oh, well, maybe I am. On lead drums, the only drummer we've ever had, our sex symbol, the legend keeps diminishing, but please scream anyhow, Howie Kolstik-Sfield! Last but not least, my mother's favorite boy, my brother, Steve Chapin. Here's a song you've heard before. This one was on the charts for about 15 minutes. Hello, honey, it's me. What did you think when you heard me back on the radio? What did the kids say when they knew it was a long-lost daddy? Remember having listened to the radio, and I said, that's the place to be. And how I got the job as an FM jock the day you married me. It was two kids and I was in the air rock, but I just had to run around. It's been 8 years since I left you, babe. Let me tell you about what's gone down. I am the morning DJ at WOLT. Playing all the hits for you, wherever you may be. The bright good morning voice, who is heard but never said. Oh, feeling all of 45, going on 15. The drinking the dead dumb, my last big gig, you made my voice go low. They said that they liked the young sound. Let me go. So I drifted on down to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to do me a late night talk show. Now I work my way down home again, hear the boys out of home. That's how this business goes. I am the morning DJ at WOLT. The great good morning voice, who's heard but never said, Big John. If you keep on singing low like that, you're gonna turn the little girls on.
Ready, ready, ready.
Hey, Steve, send me the bridge, bro. I need help out now.
I've been making extra money doing high school Cyclops. I'm the big time guest MC. You should hear me talking to the little children and listen what they say to me. The spot on the top of my head, just begging for a new toupee, and a tie around my guts from sitting on mine, but it's never gonna go away.
Steve Chapin. Sometimes I get this crazy dream that I just take off in my car. And you can travel out 10,000 miles and still stay where you are. I've been thinking that I should stop this jockin' and stop that record stall. Maybe I could settle down if you take me back once more. Okay, honey, I see, I guess he's better than me. Sure, girl, I understand, you don't have to worry, I'm such a happy man. W-O-L-D, 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 W-O-L-D. I am the morning DJ at WKT. You know what you can do. The bright good morning voice, who's heard but never seen. Oh, feeling all of 45, going on 15. Yowza! I am the morning DJ at WOL. With all